Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just sang the song, Be Still and Know That He is God. So we're going to take a minute and be still and focus on the Lord. Tune into His Spirit and see if He has anything that He wants to say to us. If He has a prophetic word for anyone. So be still. And know that He is God. Thank you, Lord. I'm hearing the Lord say, there's a storm coming. And, you know, I don't like to hear those kinds of words. But the Lord says that, be still in the midst of the storm. For I am God in the storm, and I'm God over the storm. And the storm will not touch those who are tucked into my presence, who are dwelling in the shadow of my wings. You will see the storm swirling around outside of your sphere. But it will not come near you. Do not be afraid of the storm. Be at peace in me, for I am your Prince of Peace. You will watch the storm as it swirls around you, but it will not touch you, because you are mine and tucked into me. Remain in my presence, in the safety I am will protect you. Psalm 91 is your promise. Grab hold to it, believe in it, and have faith in me and my faithfulness to protect my own. Watch the storm swirl. Watch it, but do not get sucked into it. Pray for those who are being drawn into the storm. Those who are mine, pray for them that they may be pulled back into my presence, into the safety of their strong tower. Lord, we thank you for this word. And we believe in you, in your faithfulness. Help us to stay tucked into your presence, to remain in our strong tower. You are our place of shelter and safety. We lift up our brothers and sisters who are getting drawn in to the storm. that they will tuck themselves back into their strong tower, that they will turn around and look into your face and run to you. We run to you when there's a storm, when there's enemies and things happening that are dangerous. We run to our strong tower. We run to you, Yeshua. You are our place of safety. Thank you, Lord, for this place of protection that we have in you. Help us to believe in, trust in your promise in Psalm 91. To dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, that place of safety where we may see 1,000 fall at one hand and 10,000 at our other hand, but it will not come nigh to us. It will not touch our house. No plague will touch us. We are hidden in you, and the storm rages outside, but we are tucked safe in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning and welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. We have had an awesome worship service this morning, and the Lord has spoken a strong word of warning and promise. And we just are thankful for what the Lord is already doing today. Last week, I spoke on Passover because we were celebrating Passover this past week. And I had told everyone we were going to celebrate Passover with Kurt Landry Ministries online. That was an awesome Passover service. And they had different ways of seeing the symbolism of the Seder plate elements. I shared what we have always believed the symbolism meant, but they brought out some new symbolism that they believe it represents from a messianic point of view, and it was very interesting. One of the symbolisms that they use for the egg and the shank, the lamb shank, was really a blessing and really bore witness with my spirit, and I really enjoyed it. They talked about the egg being the Alpha and the shank the Omega, because God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. An egg is the beginning of new life, which I brought out. So that kind of matches with that our God is the Alpha. He's the beginning. So the egg represents that beginning. He's also the Omega, the end. Yeshua said on the cross, "It is finished." He put an end to the tyranny of sin and slavery. He made a way for us to be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. He put an end to our slavery. So he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He was there before. He will be there after. The earth. He created the earth and everything in it. And one day he's going to destroy the earth and make it new. And we're going to have a new era with him in a new earth and a new heavens. What an awesome future we have. So I really enjoyed that symbolism that they brought out in their Passover Seder about the egg and the shank representing the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That was awesome. So if you have an opportunity, it's posted on YouTube on their channel, their Passover Seder. It is kind of long. It's like 3 hours long. But if you can dedicate 3 hours to watch and to learn from Rabbi Landry and the others who shared there, it was really a blessing. It really was. We really enjoyed it. Now I want to talk about today Psalm 23. The 23rd Psalm is a Psalm of David. I think we've probably all heard the 23rd Psalm. It's a favorite of many, and it's very popular. But for those who may not know the Bible, who are newer Christians, let me read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Wow, this is a beautiful psalm. You know, David was a shepherd before he was king, and in this psalm, he draws on symbolism from his days as a shepherd. To understand what David is saying, I think it will benefit us to examine what a shepherd does. A shepherd is a person whose job is to take care of sheep and move them from one place to another. A shepherd guides sheep to better pastures and water, shears them, and guards the flock from predators. A shepherd also watches out for the health of the flock of the sheep, helping prevent disease and heal injuries. I could preach a message about shepherds based on this definition. However, today I'm teaching a different message, drawn from the symbolism in the passage itself. First, I would like to expound on the line, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." GotQuestions.org says that when David says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies," he is portraying his close relationship to God as an honored dinner guest of a generous and capable host. When you go to someone's house for dinner, you typically don't serve yourself. The host sets the table and serves their guests. In Bible days, it was usually the duty of a host to also protect his guests from enemies. We see this in the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah, and also in the story in Judges 19 about a Levite and his concubine. In both of those stories, the host was trying to protect his guests from wicked men. As a gracious host, the Lord attends to David's every need, showering him with personal care, abundant goodness, protection from his enemies, and eternal blessings. It is also a picture of God's provision for Israel in the wilderness when he provided manna and quail for them. He also provided protection from them, for enemies. He led them through the wilderness, a cloud by day and a fire by night. He led them. eBible.com says the term table is being used metaphorically to mean a meal or a feast, which is commonly served on a dining table, which is a symbol of obvious, abundant blessings. David is saying that God is bestowing conspicuous gifts on him as a visible sign of his favor for in the very presence of those who have made themselves David's enemies, further implying that God will not allow those gifts to be taken away. A person posted a response to their explanation and asked them to consider another interpretation. This person brought out the aspect of a tableland as a place where sheep are led to feed. It's a geological feature. In Spanish, it's called a mesa. It's a flat area, of flat grassy area where the shepherd would take the sheep to let them eat. So, and it was called a tableland. He also brings out the point that predators like coyotes and wolves are lurking around seeking an easy meal. They watch the shepherd prepare the place and lead the sheep to pasture. These predators are the enemies of the sheep, and the shepherd is there to protect them, protect the sheep from these wolves, these coyotes. Bible says the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. When we follow our good shepherd who prepares the way before us, we are also protected from predators the enemy sends to snare us. Both interpretations speak about provision and protection. Isn't it wonderful that we have a good shepherd that provides for us and protects us as we follow him? Now, I would like to expound a little bit on other parts of this chapter. One line says, he leads us beside still waters. This speaks about peace and rest. Our shepherd is the Prince of Peace. John 14:27 tells us, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Once again, that's Yeshua speaking. If you have a red letter Bible, this verse would be in red. It's Yeshua. He leaves us peace. He's our Prince of Peace. In Psalm 4:8, it says, in peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. As a good shepherd, part of what he does is heal injuries. Yeshua paid the price. He took the stripes for our healing, including emotional wounds. He restores our souls. When we are hurt or when life wears us out, go to Jesus. If you ever get depressed or worn out from things, then just get into the presence of the Lord. Put on some good music that uplifts your soul. And soon the Lord begins to speak to you about his love for you and his awesome plan for your life. He encourages you. And before long, your soul is restored. This is what David understood as a psalmist. Music, especially that music that is played unto the Lord as worship, is restorative and healing to the soul. Our good shepherd leads us in righteousness. As we travel through this valley of the shadow of death, his rod and staff comfort us. Why? Because a shepherd uses his rod and staff to pull the sheep that are wandering off the path back on track. If we fall into a ditch, he uses the crook staff to pull them back up. One thing a shepherd never does with his rod and staff is whack the sheep. He uses it to chase away predators and, if necessary, kill them, but never to hurt the sheep. He's there to protect the sheep and take care of them. He won't hurt them, not even if they start to wander off or get in a ditch. That's when he will use the staff, the one with the crooked neck, to lift them up and draw them back. He wraps that little hook around their neck and guides them back to the right path. And that's what he does for us. If we wander off, if we start getting distracted by the things of the world, he'll put his loving shepherd's crook around our neck and pull us back and say, look at me, follow me. The Lord does discipline those he loves, but he does so in a loving way, never to hurt or injure one of his own.
Amen.
You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. This speaks about how the Lord instructed Samuel to anoint David to be king. The Lord lifted David up into a place of abundant blessings as king of Israel. One day he was a lowly shepherd, the next a king, although it took a while for his kingship to manifest. So it is with us. One day we are trapped in sin or just living our own life. Then we learn that we need a Savior and choose to repent and get baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And just like that, we are born again. All things are made new. We are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We become a king and priest unto our God. We are now royalty. The fullness of our inheritance has not yet manifested, but we are following a good shepherd that is leading us now on the straight and narrow path to the narrow gate that leads to eternal life with him. Because we know our destination is a wonderful place, we fear no evil as we pass through this lower place called earth in the shadow of death. There may be death and decay all around us, but we fear not. We are even commanded not to fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Wow, what a promise that when we belong to the Lord, when we are a child of the King, we don't have to look anxiously about us. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't fear anything. What can they do to us? If we stay in the presence of the Lord, tucked in under the shadow of the Almighty, we are safe. We have nothing to fear. He will strengthen us and help us and uphold us. He will keep us on the straight and narrow path. He will shepherd us with love and tender care. Yeshua said in Matthew 10:29-31, "Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows." He sees us as very valuable, so valuable that he was willing to die for us. Yes, that was a horrible death, the cross was. But he was willing, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. The joy of you and me being his. And think about it, all the hairs on my head are numbered. Wow, he counted the hairs on my head. That seems like a trivial thing to me. Who cares how many hairs I have? But apparently God does. He cares about every little thing about those who are his sheep. And his sheep hear his voice. And today, he is saying to you in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Wow, what a promise. What an encouragement. That is such a blessing to know that the Lord has a good plan for you, a good plan for me. And he cares so much about each and every one of us that he has counted the hairs on our head. He knows every little thing about you. He knows every little thing about me. And he has made a good plan. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow us all the days of our lives as we follow our good shepherd. And may we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Aren't you grateful for a good shepherd who leads you in the best path? A shepherd who takes such good care of you, provides everything you need, and heals you and gives you rest. A shepherd who has an awesome plan for you. Let's choose to believe in him and his ways. Let us follow our good shepherd and allow him to guide and direct us to good pastures, still waters, and safe places where we can rest and enjoy peace. You know, Hebrews 4 talks about the believer's rest. It says, therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have a good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying through David, after so long a time, just as he said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. This speaks about the Israelites when they came to the promised land. They chose not to enter in. They did not believe the report of Joshua and Caleb. They believed the report of the other 10 spies and refused to enter in. So they end up wandering around the wilderness for 40 years until they all died off. So they did not enter the rest, the promised land. But today, through faith, we can enter into the rest of God. We can enter into the promised land. We can be sheep of the good shepherd. All we have to do is obey, repent, and be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And then in him, there is peace. There is rest. Amen? If you haven't yet been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, if you are not yet a child of the king, I implore you, choose today to follow the good shepherd Yeshua. As David said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden his heart. Do not harden your hearts. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Repent and get baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you live in Bay County, Florida, or the surrounding areas, feel free to contact us and we will be happy to baptize you. If you're in a different area, find a church that believes in baptism by immersion. We can help you find one if you're unable to locate one. All you have to do is email me. My email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Well, I hope you were blessed by this message. Please join us again next Sunday. And as you are going through your life, if you start seeing storms swirling around, as the prophetic word that we had in the beginning said, just tuck in to the Lord Jesus. Run to your strong tower. Yeshua is your strong tower. Just hide in him, because there's peace and rest and protection and provision and everything you need in Him. Yeshua is our source. Amen. Well, I pray that your week will be blessed. And now we're going to close out. And I bless you in the name of Yeshua. Until next time, Shalom.